gets it inside. Open his crony, goes up, can't score. Rebound grabbed by Breitenfeld. Good defense from the Hatchets that time. Breitenfeld gets a nice pass to Jackson. Werner in transition. And the easy finish from Werner. That was a perfect pass from Ethan Breitenfeld. Jablonski fakes, looks, will drive inside on Miller. He'll stop, go up. His jumper's good. Tyler Jablonski with six, and it's now 20-15. Tomahawk, Palmer right-handed hook, in and out. Rebound Ryder, he goes back up, scoring, and a foul. Joey Ryder to the line for one more. So Tomahawk now with a 13-5 lead. Ethan Breitenfeld back in the game. That pass knocked away, but it goes right to Evan Schmidt reclaiming possession. Now getting it over Reinke. Reinke now to Klingler now on the wing. Klingler looks, will go to the left. Klingler is going to drive inside. He will spin. Lost it. Goes up over Werner. Can't score. Rebound Visser. He goes back up. No. Rebound tipped. Grabbed by Rigney. And now here comes Tomahawk back the other way with Ethan Breitenfeld and Jackson Werner. So now here's Werner going to the right. Gets it over to Breitenfeld. Breitenfeld to Werner. Werner fakes to Rigney. Looks. Now tries to find someone.
Change on Elko's defense. They're man-to-man here, Alex.
Yep, here you go. Elko trying to see if they can cause some turnovers here with their man-to-man defense. Here's Rigney. He's going to try another three. Oh, my goodness! Look out! The sophomore's hot! Brody Rigney with three straight triples!
And no smile that time. He knows the part now, Alex.
Exactly. I've been there before. Business. Definitely. Here's Klingler now top of the key. And an offensive foul called on Elko. It's on Logan Rafe. And Tomahawk will get the ball back. Wow. So Tomahawk coming back at Elko with a little bit of fast pace of their own here, Pike.
Yeah, and Tomahawk's game is not usually the three-point shot, but it is tonight.
How about another one from Werner? Oh, that was a bit of a heat check there. A little bit too strong that time. Here comes Elko back the other way with Reinke. Reinke looking, now swings it over to Schmidt. Schmidt fakes, looks, tries to find someone. He's guarded by Palmer in the corner. Elko Schmidt looking, tries to find someone. Now gets it over to Reinke. Reinke looks, now back Klingler, top of the key. Klingler looks, guarded by Werner. Now swings it over to Schmidt. Schmidt going to the right. Now back to Reinke. Tomahawk will reset. Now getting it inside here. Visser, that shot no good, but a foul. And Visser will go to the line for two.
And on that possession, Elko was content to pass the ball around the perimeter and look for the post play down on the blocks. And Tomahawk was doing an excellent job at every time a post player came across, they're doing switches. We would front that player, and we were denying the pass. Great job by the Hatchets. That time they got it into the post, and Joey Ryder tried to take the charge but drew the foul, putting an Elko player at the line for two.
So Nathan Visser's at the line. He missed the first. Ethan Ein comes back into the game. That foul was on Rigney. That was his first. Nathan Visser, by the way, is in the starting lineup tonight in place of the injured John Slowick. Second free throw from Visser is in and out, and the rebound is grabbed by Ethan Ein. And here comes Tomahawk back the other way with Gavin Palmer. Palmer looking, now crossing over, gets it into the corner. Ein with a clear pat to the lane. He'll go to the line for two.
And he did the exact thing that you should. He was wide open. He took one dribble and three big steps to the basket. And he drew the contact, putting himself at the line. But no pussyfooting in with a couple three dribbles. He did one power dribble and right to the line.
Ethan Ein knocks down the first. The foul's on Logan Rafe. That was his second. So that's the 13th foul of the half on Elko. And Ein's second free throw, short that time. Rebound, Rigney. He goes back up, and he'll go to the line for two. Brody Rigney making an impact here in this first half. Tomahawk with a chance to extend their lead even more.
I see you, Brody. You're having a game. What a game here.
Absolutely.
Nice job by Brody.
Nathan Visser picks up the foul. That's his first. Fourth team foul of the half on Elko. Rigney knocks down the first. And if you had Brody Rigney being the first Hatchet to hit double digits on your bingo card, well, good for you. Go ahead and mark that off.
And also go out and buy a lottery ticket.
There you go. Rigney goes one for two at the line. Rebound grabbed by Rafe. Here comes Elko back the other way. Tomahawk's defense has been stifling here in this game. Here is Reinke now right side, getting it back over to Klingler. Klingler looking to operate. He is going to go to the left, guarded by Ethan Ein. Werner getting set to come right back in. Wraith in the corner, inside to Reinke. Nice pass, and Reinke lays it in. That stops the bleeding. That stops an 8-0 run from the Hatchets.
And that time they got the post pass in over the top to a wide open Reinke.
Here is Ein inside. Ein's shot no good. That's going to go out of bounds. It was actually tipped. Last touch by an Elko player. And it will remain with Tomahawk. Werner's going to come in. Brody Rigney's going to get a well-deserved rest after that one. 10 points for Rigney in the first half.
Have a seat, young man. You deserve the rest.
Absolutely. Here is Ein looking. Tries to find someone. Pass inside. Goes to Ryder. Ryder goes around Wraith, and he's going to go up that shot. I don't think it was on the shot. I think it was on the floor. And that foul's on Wraith. That is number three on Logan Wraith. So now Michelle
is huge.
That is huge. Michelle Kincaid is going to have to go into her bench.
And I don't think her bench is that deep. If she left that particular player in there, postman, with two fouls,
yep.
Something leads me to think that they don't have much depth inside.
Exactly. Here's Breitenfeld. He fakes the three, driving inside. He's going to go up and lay it in. Ethan Breitenfeld. And a bucket from him. It's now 20-7, Tomahawk. Here comes Elko back the other way with Schmidt. Schmidt looking, gets it inside to Klingler. Klingler goes inside on Werner. He goes up and scores. So Keegan Klingler gets the bucket. That is his second bucket of the night. He's got four. It's 20-9. Here's Palmer lobbing it inside to Ein. Back out Breitenfeld to Palmer. Palmer looking, swings it to Werner. Werner to Ein now in the corner. Gets it inside. Breitenfeld gathers it. Corrals tries to go up. Turn around. His shot no good. Looked like it was deflected and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Elko. It will remain with Tomahawk. Reinke was the last to touch it for the Hornets.
And good job by Joey Ryder there to hustle for that rebound that hit the floor. Two guys battling over to Elko Hornet. Threw it out.
And Ryder shot blocked that time by Visser. Rebound grabbed by Ein. Back out to Palmer. Palmer pulls up. Free throw line jumper. Hit it. Kevin Palmer with another jumper. He's got 4-22-9. Tomahawk, an impressive first half performance from the Hatchets. Inside Visser, yep. Knocked away. They're going to say last touch by Visser. It is going back to Tomahawk.
And again, Elko pounding the ball inside to their post players down around the block. That time it just, their player was wide open. It just went off his fingertips and out of bounds on the baseline.
And Kyle Norman will come back into the game for Tomahawk. In for the first time for Elko is going to be Drayton Detman, the junior. So again, Drayton Detman is in for the first time. And we're going to see what the Hornets can do here now with Logan Wraith with three fouls. Here is Breitenfeld now going to the right. He's going to swing it over to Ein. That one goes through his hands, but knocked out by Visser. It will remain with Tomahawk.
And that time the Elko Hornet there, Mr. Visser, was just waiting on that pass, and he almost hijacked it.
Absolutely. Here's Palmer knocked away from behind. Loose on the floor, knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Palmer. It will go back to Elko. That's good defense there from the Hornets.
Yeah. Gavin tried to do a dribble drive penetration down the middle of that defense, and there's three players there waiting for him, and he fumbled it out of bounds.
And again, we'll go ahead and keep it here for now. 30-second timeout called by Michelle Kincaid of Elko. And right now, Pike, we can safely say this. This is probably the best first half we've seen the Tomahawk boys put up all season long in the games we've done.
Yes, it is. On both ends of the court,
yep.
Defensively, fronting that post players. And offensively, knocking down the outside shot, and Gavin Palmer with two mid-range jumpers, the hardest shot in basketball,
yep.
According to the analytics. And Tomahawk is on a roll here. Let's just see if we can continue it.
Absolutely. And let's go ahead and mention Brody Rigney. He had a phenomenal first part of that first half. He was essentially a spark plug that Tomahawk needed in place of Tyler Jablonski.
Yeah, he created the momentum and kept it rolling with his three threes there.
Yep.
And one for two at the foul line. So Brody Rigney, a big part of what Tomahawk has accomplished here positively in the first half.